Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So
time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is great to be with you guys today. It's Friday, just got the NFL All-Pro first team, second team announced. We're going to be talking about that for sure. And the Hall of Fame implications. We're going to be talking draft. We're going to be talking draft prospects. We're going to be talking comp picks. And we're going to be talking about whatever you guys want to throw up in the chat. That's what we're going to get to. This is episode number 1307. Have to say thank you to our executive producers, Corey Robbins, 49ers George 365, and David Gill. And all of our supporters over at the 49ers Rush on our Patreon channel, you're the reason we are able to do this. Now, a little bit of personal news. My house in Altadena is good, which is amazing, and I'm very, very thankful. But at the same time, like, we were one block away from complete devastation. And so thoughts and prayers, even though I know that's not enough, I just feel so bad for that community and those who have lost. But for all the people reaching out and asking, it seems like we're safe right now. It seems like the house is safe right now. And so very, very thankful for that. And we got an earthquake today in, you know, San Francisco. I got construction happening in the room over. I got the dog going crazy. So if the audio's not A-plus today, I apologize. But there is no rest for the wicked. 49ers have to be talked about, and there's good stuff to talk about today, and that's all pro. I do think probably the biggest miss happened, but we're going to focus on the positive as much as possible. The 49ers only had one first team all pro. You led the NFL in all pros last year. I think we had six. This year you got one, and that's the Beast, the Iron Man, Fred Warner, the best of the best. So happy for him. George Kittle got snubbed for sure. He did 100%, but he's a second team, and Kyle Juszczyk is a second team as well. I want to talk about their career accolades, what that means for the Hall of Fame for each of those three, and go into that in detail. But want to say thank you to everybody that's reaching out, all the hashtag CCs. What's up, Dave? What's up, Steve? Don't bother me. He's in the chat. Hey, Colin. Hey, Matt. Big Tone 707. Appreciate you guys. Y'all are the best. So if you have questions that you want to kind of go around, we'll talk about this. Matt, we're going to talk about this question later about offensive tackles in the first round. Hey, Sin, appreciate you. Mike, what's up, man? Absolutely love it. Dave says, man, I'm heading to Altadena this afternoon. Oh, Dave, your job's not going to be easy, man, but appreciate what you do and helping everybody and all that stuff. Look at Mike. Says, the audio's not crap. Not yet. Not yet. There is. My feet are they're putting windows next door. So we'll see how that goes, but we're going to do what we got to do. Vince, let's go. Was just listening to the award show. George Kittle, still a Hall of Fame player. His personality, tight end, you receiving record. You cannot tell the story of tight end for this decade without Kittle. Man, Vince, one A-plus comment, by the way. And I think you hit on a lot. Now, I think that the easiest, okay, so here is the criteria, even though it's not pinned down. It's not like there is a grading rubric for Hall of Fame. And it's different position by position. I truly do believe that. And it's different team by team. What happens is they lock a bunch of sports writers in rooms, and they have to fight for their guys. And so I hate the process already. It's flawed. It's so flawed. Because guess what? You'll have one sports writer per team, and then some random NFL former coaches, owners, competition committee, players, whatever. And they basically, you have to hit a threshold 80% votes and whatever. But the problem is the people that determine all pro and Hall of Fame do not watch NFL tape. They don't even watch all 22 tape. They don't even watch coaches tape. And they watch their team, and a lot of them have never played football. It should not be up to the writers. It should not be up to the writers. It should not be up to the writers. Now, I am not a journalist. I am not a writer. I am not a beat reporter. I'm not any of those things. And none of those things are bad. But to have people, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to be elitist. But a lot of the people that make these decisions are not football people. And somebody's like, well, their whole career is football. Yeah, I'm not saying that. But their job is to disseminate, to give information from the team to the fans. That's their job. Their job's not to understand concepts, tape, film, all those things. And I hate that they are the ones that make these decisions. I hate it. Absolutely hate it. Absolutely hate it.
there needs to be a committee whose job is very easy. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, is to watch tape of several teams of an entire, you know, division, and then get together and have these conversations. It's very easy. And so for Brock Bowers, who deserves to be all pro, this is not an anti Brock Bowers take here. That dude put up an all pro season. Now, did he deserve all pro over George Kittle? Hell no. Not in any facet, not in stats, not in anything outside of receptions. That's it. The only thing that Brock Bowers was better than George Kittle this year was just receptions. That's it. That's it. You go watch Brock Bowers run block. Then you go watch Kittle, the number one run blocking tight end in the NFL. It's not even comparable. It's not even comparable. All right. The process is flawed. But one of my favorite criteria, whenever, you know, I go on my yearly ski trip with all my coaches, which is next month. I'm excited about that. With a bunch of coaching buddies, we talk these things. And the first question that comes up every time, can you tell the story of tight end without mentioning said player? Can you tell the story of running back, of linebacker, of fullback without talking about this player? That's my number one criteria. George Kittle is paramount on that list. Yeah, Travis Kelce. Yeah, he got a little overlap with Rob Gronkowski. Is Brock Bowers going to be the next installment of those guys? Cool. George Kittle's at the forefront. And it's more than just all pros. It's more than championships. It's more than stats. All those figure in. It's what is the story of that position. So let's start with Kittle, because here's the thing. George Kittle's old. George Kittle's 31. He's 31. He's only got two All-Pros. First-team All-Pros are paramount. Now, he's got three second-team All-Pros, but that don't go on the resume. It is, but it's not. And I believe, I still believe this, the only reason why Patrick Willis wasn't a first-ballot Hall of Famer was because he had that one season where he lost first-team All-Pro by one vote to John Beeson. And that was the only reason, that one vote. And again, John Beeson was worthy of All-Pro that year, but not over Patrick Willis. And that one vote, that one sports writer vote, was enough to push Patrick Willis down to being a first ballot Hall of Famer to a third year Hall of Famer. Still got in, still amazing. All those things are great. But these votes by people that don't watch tape matter. So you got George Kittle, who should have been All-Pro this year, and he also should have been – what was his other year that he should have been All-Pro? Let's see here. Yeah, 2022, he was second-team All-Pro. Maybe not that year, but 2018 should have been first-year All-Pro. It should have been first-team. Yeah, 1,377 yards, his best, five touchdowns. Yeah, he should have been there. And so – he's been screwed twice now. This year and 2018 should have been first-team All-Pro. If he would have got those four All-Pros, first-team All-Pros, you're talking first-ballot Hall of Famer. Now that he's only got two because the sports writers don't watch tape, George Kittle's going to get in the Hall of Fame. I do believe that. But I do not believe he's going to be a first-ballot guy. And I talked about this just a little bit on the show, you know, before. Like, okay, Pro Football Reference is the best site. I'm on it more than anything. Currently, and this is before this season, it's going to bump up a little bit. George Kittle has a 39.1 Hall of Fame monitor score, which makes him 27th all-time tight ends. Now, 97 is the score, the average score of tight ends in the Hall of Fame. He's at 39. Now, that's going to jump up considerably with what he just did, you know, adding another Pro Bowl, adding another second-team All-Pro, all that stuff, and it's going to factor in. But, man, right now, George Kittle's barely above Keith Jackson, Jay Novacek, Brent Jones, Jeremy Shockey, Zach Ertz, you know, just some of the names that he's ahead of. Guys that he is currently behind, Greg Olsen, Ben Coates, Jimmy Graham, those type of players. None of those players are in the Hall of Fame. I think Olsen, can he get in before Olsen? That's kind of his competition. But here's the thing with Olsen, zero All-Pros, zero championships. That matters. You look at Kittle, and, you know, Pro Bowl has lost so much of its value whenever they turned it over to the fans. It's lost so much value. It used to be as important as All-Pro, but George Kittle's got, he's going to have 7 Pro Bowls. 7. And every person with 7 or more Pro Bowls is going to be a Hall of Famer. The only person that is not is Antonio Gates with 8. He's going to be. And then Jason Witten with 11. He's going to be. And that's another thing. Jason Witten's not in the All-Pro yet. He's got 2 All-Pros. He's got 11 Pro Bowls. Does George Kittle get in ahead of Jason Witten? I think George Kittle's better than Witten. But, man, Witten's got him in pretty much every single metric. He's got him in receptions by like 700. He's got over 6,000 yards more than Kittle. He's got 30 more touchdowns than Kittle.
It's a brand new year, and everybody has New Year's resolutions. Did you know only 8% of people stuck with their last year's New Year's resolution throughout the year? Well, who doesn't want to be better off financially? Well, here's the thing with Acorns. You go to there, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing, so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, your retirement, whatever your financial needs are. And here's the thing, you don't have to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits your goals. And you don't need to be rich. You can start with $5, even just your spare change, and they can round up your transactions. That's what I do personally. I've been using this same feature for at least 4 or 5 years now on Acorns. So whether you don't have time, you don't have a lot of money, it doesn't matter. This is where Acorns comes into effect for you because they help you get there. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. And I am proud to say that this episode is brought to you by Acorns. Paid client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers. It's playoff time, and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while you watch the playoffs. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. So sign up today with our code 49ers, 49ERS. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. So if you think Brock Purdy is going to throw for more than 1.5 touchdowns or Lamar Jackson 250 pass yards the following week, man, that's where it's at. And my favorite thing is it's just simple. You pick 2 players, more or less, and then you're golden. So download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly. After you play your first $5 lineup, again, download the app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first game on Prize Picks. Run your game.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
I don't know how you just, like, the tight end position is about to logjam because you're going to have Gronk, you're going to have Kittle, you're going to have Witten, you're going to have Gates, and you're going to have Kittle. Like, it's about to logjam. Unless there's a tight end, Gronk, first ballot, Hall of Famer, championships, all pros. I think Gronk is the greatest tight end to ever play, personally. If I could pick one tight end, no matter the scheme, receiving, blocking, whatever else, Gronk would be my number one tight end all year. That might be blasphemy, and I apologize if anybody disagrees with me. But right here, how many rings does Witt have? Zero. Obviously, you play for the Cowboys, you don't get shit. But also, George Kittle, zero. I have been saying that this offseason, I said George Kittle needs two. Whether that's two All-Pros, first team, or two rings, or one All-Pro, one ring. If he gets those, probably not first ballot with the guys ahead of him. Again, he's not getting ahead of Witten. He's not getting ahead of Kelsey. He's not getting ahead of Gates. He's not getting ahead of Gronk. He's not getting ahead of those guys. And again, you talk about Gronk, he's only got five Pro Bowls. But he has four first-team All-Pros, and he has four Super Bowls. He won Super Bowls on two teams. Gronk's first ballot, period. Plus the personality, whatever. Gronk's getting it. Mike never strays when Cowboys catch shot on this podcast. Always. Yeah, that's not strays. They're intentional. I got the side up. I got the scope out. They are getting those. I love George Kittle. I think George Kittle gets into the Hall of Fame. I really, really do. The problem is those all pros and those lack of championships. That's the killer. And he's in a run-heavy offense. Now, he's a better run blocker than any of these players not named Gronk. I think Gronk is the only one that gives him a run for the money. But you also have to add in personality. George Kittle's got that in spades. Like, you have to do, like, Eli Manning is up for Pro Football Hall of Fame finalists. That's total BS. That is ridiculous. Yes, he won two championships. Yes, they were two against Tom Brady. That's great. But that dude, like, Eli Manning is a finalist. Like, he's a finalist because his name's Manning and because of what he's done since then, the Manning cast and all that. And I felt the same way about so many other players. Like, you get into broadcasting, that vaults your publicity, and all those sports writers give you votes. Sports writers should never determine this. Yeah, Eli wasn't even a Pro Bowler, man. Yeah, like, Eli has no business being in the Hall of Fame. No business. And maybe he's like a, you know, senior honoree Pro Bowl thing like 30 years from now, but God, no. And so does that discount the validity of the Hall of Fame? No. But I'm telling you, there's a few areas that you have to triumph over, and that's either championships, all pros, stats, or what you do after the fact, after your playing days are over. And, you know, Kittle doesn't have stats. He's got great stats, but the running team, all that stuff, that hurts it. He doesn't have championships, should have two. He doesn't even have the all pros. He got screwed over twice. If he had the four all pros, yeah, he's getting in first 3 years out of, you know, eligibility. He's getting first 3 years. As of now, for George Kittle, I think that he is going to be waiting. Do I think that he gets in? I think he will. Kawachipto, he's the only one that says, I have Eli in the Hall of Fame. That's okay. So right here, let's just check out Eli Manning. He got four Pro Bowls. Yeah, two Super Bowl chances. Now, he was a Walter Payton Man of the Year. That is valuable, and I think that that is huge. Two Super Bowl MVPs. I think that's important. Now, again, sticking with these metrics, he played forever. The longevity, that is something that matters big time as well. The Hall of Fame score is pretty high, actually, on Eli Manning. He's right above Ken Anderson, Ken Stabler, Matt Stafford. He's got the numbers because he played for so long. So stats he's got, rings he's got, zero All-Pros. But Roger Staubach never had an All-Pro. He got in. Is there anybody else that has zero? John Elway never had an All-Pro season. He got in, obviously. So, yeah, I think that there is warrant. There is value there. But you've got to have the extras. Eli had the championships. And Eli had the moments, and then he had the career after and the longevity. That's where he is. He's got the longevity, Kawachipto. He's 11th in pass yards, 7th all-time team. He played forever on a lot of horrible teams because they were horrible because of him. They were horrible. It'd be him. Right here, Mike, it'd be nice if they better define the Hall of Fame. It's not the Hall of Very Good. I'm still in that. Forget who I stole it from. I think that that's an athletic podcast reference. So I want to give credit to wherever that is. It's the Hall of Fame. It's the Hall of Fame. And yeah, Roger Craig's got to get in. I think he should be in. I think that this is the time for him to be in. I don't think he's going to get in for a while. He's not even making the finalist cuts anymore. And I think it sucks. I hate it. I hate it, but it's what it is. Now, Kyle Juszczyk, this dude, 9 Pro Bowl years, but only 1 All Pro. Now they added the Pro Bowl to what he did. They just added the All Pro fullback last year. He won it on the inaugural season. He got second team All Pro, which is like there's only like 8 fullbacks in the NFL, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Pro Bowls, which is huge. But I mean, there's like no fullbacks really in the NFL anymore. All the old fullbacks are, you know, out of the wishbone and the wing tee and all that stuff. His Hall of Fame monitor is a 22.8. That's 190th amongst running backs, which is probably where he's going to be counted at. And it's just like, what do you do with that? Where's he at on here? Let me go back. Sorry, I clicked the wrong button here. Yeah, he's got a 22 score. These are the players he's ahead of. Man, I got to scroll down a long ways. Here we go. Kyle Juszczyk. Here are the players he's ahead of. I don't even recognize Doug Martin. Like, that's where he's at. Kareem Hunt, Fred Jackson. Like, these are his scores that he's around. I mean, Saquon Barkley's passed him already. Austin Eckler, Tom Rathman's ahead of him. Like, I don't think Kyle Juszczyk might get in super, super late. No championships. I don't know, man. I don't know. Right here, Wispy. He says, if Craig didn't fumble, he would have gotten in the Hall of Fame 15 years ago, perhaps. I think, yeah. The name matters, and what you do outside of football matters. If you're a fringe player, and writers don't like multiple Hall of Famers on the same team. That's hurt the 49ers big time. It hurt the Cowboys as well, if we're going to be honest. The fact that you got Montana, you got Rice, you got from all those teams, they don't like all of the same team getting in. It makes it much more difficult, no doubt about it. Now, let's change gears and let's talk about the man, Fred Warner. This puts a smile on my face. Let's put a smile on that face. Fred Warner is unbelievable. He's got 4 Pro Bowls, But now he's got four all pros. That is special, special, special. Every year he's gotten Pro Bowl, he's also gotten all pro. You talk numbers, stats, he's got them in spades. And here's what's crazy. George Kittle's 31. Fred Warner's 28, just turned 28. Like, Fred Warner is not long in the tooth, and he's only missed one game his whole career. That falls in the Eli kind of category. Obviously, he hasn't played as long, but big difference between linebacker and quarterback. What Fred Warner does off the field, ultimate nice guy, respect of everybody. Like, he's got the moments. You got him talking trash to Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott. I mean, he's got it all. He's got everything. He's got everything. Dude's married to the Bachelorette. I mean, like, it's just check mark, check mark, check mark, check mark all over the place. You look at kind of where he was awards wise. I mean, shoot, he was the number 11 player on the NFL top 100, which is a flawed process anyway. But man, and I'm right here with you, Dr. Steve Brule. If it wasn't for that ankle, Fred would have been defensive player of the year. No real and man, I'm with you. I put $5 on it. It was like bet five, get back like 900.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, all pro Fred. Four. There's only been three players to make first team all pro 3 years in a row. Roquan Smith, Chris Jones, Fred Warner. That's it. And I think, man, I'm going to hate myself for this. I believe it was Barrows that put that out. I didn't finish my notes. My timer went out. And I don't think I want. Here we go. No, it wasn't. Oh, no, it's Adam Schefter. Yeah, Adam Schefter's going to get pissed if I don't give him his props. So Fred Warner is one of three players named first team all pro in each of the last three seasons. Roquan Smith, Chris Jones, and Fred Warner. Also important to note, he got the most votes in all three of those years over Roquan Smith. So all three of those years, Roquan Smith finished behind Fred Warner. He's all pro Fred. It's what it is. And you know what else is crazy? The NFC West sucks so bad this year. They only had one all pro for all four teams. Seahawks, zero. Rams, zero. Cardinals, zero. 49ers should have been two, only one, and we still lost the damn division. And probably the worst year in NFC West the last decade as far as the strength of division, and we finished last in the worst year. Another one of those things where I will constantly say injuries are not the reason why we are not in the playoffs. The 49ers are not in the playoffs right now. Sorry if y'all can hear all that rumbling, but we're going to keep going. I'm not seeing it in the chat. I appreciate you guys. And I do think that now, again, I kept saying Kittle needs two champs or all pros. I thought Warner needed one and he got it. Warner got it. So I am sitting here saying right now, Fred Warner is a Hall of Famer. Will he be a first ballot? Now that's another conversation, but you go to the All Pro Monitor. He's got a 45.8 score on Pro Football Reference, and that's before this All Pro's added. That puts him at 50th from linebackers. These are the people that he's ahead of: Thomas Davis, Cameron Wake. And again, all of this is before this next All Pro, which is going to vault that score up. Thomas Davis, Tekeo Spikes, Mike Vrabel, Julian Peterson. Like, he's ahead of some studs. Shaq Leonard, you know what I mean? Like, Keith Bullock. These are players that he is. Daryl Talley. I'm getting chill bumps going through these nostalgia names. It just reminds me of Niners football and freaking big old helmets and old face mask and cowboy roles. Now, here are the players he's behind. But again, I think he's going to pass once this All-Pro happens. Tom Jackson, Willie McGinest, Jesse Armstead, Seth Joyner, Levante David, Dave Wilcox. He's right on the cusp. Wilcox, we know. He's in the Hall of Fame. Clay Matthews, Bill Romanowski, the other Clay Matthews, Ken Norton Jr., like Greg Lloyd. He is right behind those guys. I think he vaults them with this All-Pro. I believe that. Now, another way to look at it, if we look at number of All-Pros, this is one of the bullet points. I know, like, the resume goes All-Pros first, championships, Pro Bowls. That's just what these sports writers, I'm telling you, it's what it is, because they voted on the All-Pros. They voted on the Pro Bowls, so they kind of give double value to these, to this criteria. A Super Bowl win sure as hell would help, Lee. Yeah, I need that one. I need that one. Now, All-Pros. If you look at every single linebacker that has four All-Pros, they're all in the Hall of Fame except for two. T.J. Watt, guess what? He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Might be Defensive Player of the Year this year. I think it would be runner-up. DeMarcus Ware, Hall of Fame. Ted Hendricks, Hall of Fame. Chuck Howley, Hall of Fame. Larry Grantham. He's got five All-Pros, played in the 60s. I'm sorry, I don't really know who he is. I don't know who he is. He's not in the Hall of Fame for whatever reason. Derek Brooks, Hall of Fame. Bobby Bell, Hall of Fame. Junior Seau, Hall of Fame. Jack Ham, Hall of Fame. Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor had eight All-Pros. And I hate that linebackers includes pass rushers and off the ball. It's different. If you're going to narrow it down to off the ball linebacker, I mean, you're talking Junior Seau, Derek Brooks, and then it's like, man, we're talking, that is the conversation, the category he's in whenever it comes to All Pros. Now, here's the other issue. Zero Super Bowls. Got to get that. Pro Bowls, he's only got four. That's low on the list. That is low on the list. You're talking, you know, all out combined tackles. Man, I want to know where he is on this. I think he's pretty stinking low. He doesn't have the years on this. Here, let me change it and refilter it this way, because this, I'll be able to find him. Fred Warner has 897 tackles. Man, that puts him down. He's really low on that list. Super low. He just barely passed Devondre Campbell, who sucks. But you need more stats. And the fact that he's 28, man, I'm telling you, I really do think, I think Fred Warner's getting in. I don't think that he's a first ballot yet. You get five. Patrick Willis had five, right? What was Patrick Willis's final? I want to make sure I don't misspeak here. But yeah, Patrick Willis had five All-Pros. Five. And he had to wait 3 years. Warner gets one more, then you're kind of talking, okay, now you're getting in right off the bat. You get a Super Bowl, you're getting right off the bat, but it's just not there now. And I will argue, Fred Warner has been around during a time of linebackers not being great. Not being great. This has not been a great linebacker. Like, it was, you know, you had Bobby Wagner, and then he handed the torch to Fred Warner. We'll see who's next. We'll see who's next. Yeah, Zach Thomas, no Super Bowl. Yeah, I'm with you. I hate the way that that was categorized. Fred Warner's a Hall of Famer. He is. He is the lifeblood of this defense, of this team. And right, you even hear Kyle Shanahan say, yeah, if something's going on at halftime, I just tell Fred, go talk to the team. Like, he is the leader. I know we can talk about Trent Williams. I know we can talk about the quarterback. I know that, you know, Brock Purdy. I know we can talk about George Kittle. No. It goes Kyle Shanahan, and then it goes Fred Warner. That is the leadership of this team. Not Trent. Trent's up there, obviously. And McCaffrey and Kittle and Purdy and whatever. No. It's Shanahan. It's Warner. And the question, can you tell the story of linebacker without Fred Warner? I'm not talking about this decade. I'm talking about the history. The history of linebacker play. 5-4 is in the conversation of greatest of all time. I will stay this till this show is over. We're 1,307 episodes in. The greatest coverage linebacker in the history of the NFL is Fred Warner. The greatest is Fred Warner. Oh, man. Whew. I think I kind of went off a little bit there. Joe says, you know, Kittle's going to get it eventually. I like that. Ed, do you think being fresh in the judges' minds matters? Yes, but they don't like. I think that the Writers Association have recently established a new precedent that says if they're not one of the greatest of all time at the position, they do not get in right off the bat. And if there's any strikes, they don't get in right off the bat. Talk about T.O. His stats should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. I think probably second or third, maybe fourth greatest wide receiver ever to play the game. But man, he got thrown off every single team, the antics, all that stuff. They punished him. You look at Patrick Willis, no Super Bowls. They punished him. Megatron was the one that I was shocked at, but that was a weak class because if you look at Patrick Willis's stats, tenure, all pros, Pro Bowls, whatever, and you look at Megatron, Calvin Johnson, Pro Bowls, all pros, whatever, they're identical. The difference was weak class, and Megatron was on the cover of Madden. I think Willis was too, but like, offense always, fantasy football always, video games always, they always get a little extra bump up. And I mean, Patrick Willis and Megatron's see like their impact on that position and how they were the best right off the bat for that short tenure, same year, same like identical careers, but offense always gets the nod. Quarterbacks always get the nod. Defensive guys, not so much, not so much. Yeah, so right here, Joe, the writers are biased. Everybody's biased. I'm biased. Joe's biased. Writers are biased, though. They hate the Niners. Kittle got screwed over. It's a lot of people are tired of what the Niners have done. And yes, you are correct. Monkey Boy, I love that. Seeing him stride for stride with CeeDee Lamb multiple times is mind blowing. Yeah, that was cool. Talking about Fred Warner. I love that. I absolutely love that. Alpha Fred kept respect on our name in that Vikings game. Jeez, yeah, man. Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and I got a lot more. We're going to talk about the catch. We're going to talk about draft. We're going to talk about Texas, Ohio State. Guys to watch for your 49ers viewing pleasure today in that game so that you can know there are so many, not like one, not five, not 10. I'm talking 20 guys in that game tonight that fit the 49ers scheme offensive, defensively, like all throughout the draft. So you guys can't go anywhere.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out. Trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
All right. Today is a wonderful day for several reasons. I alluded to those earlier. But it is also the anniversary. 43 years ago today was the catch. We're talking Hall of Fame. We're talking all pros. We're talking legends. We're talking titles. Joe Montana, 56 seconds left on the clock to Dwight Clark. I should have worn my catch hat. It's right there. How did I miss this? How did I miss this? Oh, I should scrap this episode and redo the whole thing just with that hat. I'm so pissed off right now. Oh, thought my cheeks were red earlier. I'm mad. Now, little known fact that nobody else cares about but me, 1982. I know a lot of you guys are 1982 babies. Myself. So the catch and John Chapman. I'm not 43 yet. My birthday's in September. But man, what a run it has been in that time. And I was destined to be a Niner fan. Somebody said, like, if you're born late in the year, which I was born almost exactly 9 months after this, September 14th, you probably were a congratulations or a celebration baby. And I was like, my family were all Cowboys fans. I'm a tragedy baby if there was anything. Take that for what it is. Take that for what it is. I can't. Dave says, call a timeout. Go put the hat on. I can't. They're working in that room where my hats are. I shielded all of them so they're safe. They're not going to get dust on them. I can't go in there. They're working in there, man. But I thought about it. Ugh, I cannot believe I didn't have the hat on. Such a joke. 49ers defensive coordinator sucks. Our special teams coordinator sucks. The 49ers Rush podcast host sucks today. That is on me. I will not blame it on injuries. I will blame it on myself. I will blame it on myself. We got the Virgos. I didn't know it was a Virgo. Everybody else keeps telling me I'm a Virgo. That's where we are. I don't know what that means, but, you know, I'm an asparagus or whatever. We'll take it. So the catch, unbelievable. The standard of greatness is Joe Montana, in my opinion. Dwight Clark, talk about building teams the right way with amazing people on and off the field. It's funny because I go to these events, you know, the 49ers Rush Road Trip, and we set up players, and, you know, we had William Floyd out with us in Arizona, and, you know, Fred Warner, Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, you know, all these great people. And it's fun talking, you know, I don't talk to the players very much. I pay them, but I don't talk to them. I spend my time with the fans as much as possible. And people share their stories, and they'll tell me, you know, oh, I met so-and-so and Jerry and, you know, all this stuff. It's hard life being a player because I've seen what happens to grown men and women and children whenever celebrities, like, walk into a room. And, like, the swooning and, you know, whatever. And so I just back up. I don't talk to them. I try not. I want to, but I give them space because there's other people that matter more than me. But a lot of times I get negativity back because, man, there's 500 people at these events sometimes. They all want a piece of whomever's there and whatever, and they don't get the attention they deserve. Usually it goes well, and we always bring back the ones that do well. But I get a lot of, like, man, I met so-and-so one time at dinner, and he was so rude to my son and all that stuff, and I hate hearing those. But the one thing I can say, I have never, and I'm sure it's out there, I'm not challenging anybody to do this, but if Dwight Clark gets brought up, it ain't nothing but smiles, happiness, and great memories, and just such a testament to who 87 was. You know, some players are in it for the money. Some players are in it for the respect or whatever. Some people are just grade A amazing humans. I'm not trying to throw shots at anybody, but this 49ers organization, there's none better than 87. There's none better than 87. And so anytime somebody brings up Dwight Clark's name, I just smile. I never got a chance to meet him, but it's pretty cool the impact that he had on so many. And whenever you have people like Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, Steve Young, you need the list, Ronnie Lott, who are all great people, and I'm not, no negatives on them. But when people talk to Dwight Clark, it's a different ring. It's a different tone. It's a different impact. I never had the opportunity to be in that man's presence. But anyway, we are spoiled with the legends. Now, speaking of legends, perhaps future legends, amazing game tonight. I'm a Longhorn. And again, I will continue to say I am biased. Okay. Dave says, I'm biased. John is the best. I put this out there. I am biased. I love my Longhorns so much. Love Texas. I can't wait for tonight's game. So let's talk Texas, Ohio State. Hopefully you're listening to this before the game. If not, no worries. You can go back and watch it. These are draft eligible players. Not all have said they're entering the draft, right? Let's do Texas, and then we'll do Ohio State. These are all draft-eligible players for both teams that fit the 49ers. I think these are the two most. You throw Michigan in there if you wanted to, maybe Georgia as well. These are the two most prominent draft-represented teams in the draft this year, Texas and Ohio State. They're number one and two. All right, here's Texas, And the big board rankings, I took this from my man, if you guys have been watching us for a while, Brian Carter 99. He joins us on a lot of the draft things. This was the moment. We were live on the draft feed when they drafted Jake Moody a couple years ago. And, you know, me and Brian had the faces on there. That's Brian Carter 99. He tweeted this out. This is the big board from Texas's side only, okay, with numbers and positions. So, overall, 11th. That's what the Niners are drafting, 11. Kelvin Banks Jr., left tackle. He wears number 78. I think 76, actually. 78 from Texas. Right tackle, number 20 overall on the big board, Cameron Williams. He wears 56. He's the right tackle. Number 32 on the big board, wears number 7. Jahdae Barron, cornerback. I don't know what to do with this guy because I think he's going late first round. But if he is there in the second round for Texas, I mean, you're talking about it. Started a full season at strong safety, was excellent. Started a full season at slot corner, was excellent. Started a full season at outside corner, wins the Jim Thorpe Award. Excellent. Versatility, ball skills, tough as hell. Can play everywhere. Like, he is the epitome of Diamador Lenore, but with more versatility somehow. I love Jahdae Barron. I think taking a corner in the second round's too early, but I might not be able to pass it up if he falls that far. Tight end Gunnar Helm, he's 48 on the big board, wears jersey number 85. Absolute perfect fit for the 49ers. He's second, third round type player. Alfred Collins, number 62 on the big board, number 95, huge. You want a Chris Jones type defensive tackle? That's him. Isaiah Bond, 64 big board, wide receiver number 7. He's been injured all year. He was a first round pick. He's dropped considerably due to injuries. Hasn't put up a lot of good tape. Ankle injury all year, but played through it. Safety Andrew Mukuba. He's 88th on the big board. Jersey number 4, transfer for Clemson. Love that dude. Tough as hell. Quinn Ewers, I think, is going to transfer and get paid somewhere else. I don't think he's ready to be in the pros, but some teams will like him. Third round pick type guy. Michael Taft, walk on safety, tough as hells, just awesome. Jersey number 16, Jake Majors. If there's anybody that I could just say you are a 49er, it'd be Jake Majors. He started 5 years, over 50 starts at center for Texas. Center only prospect, but experience, number 65. And David Binda, a linebacker, number 33 for Texas. I mean, just. Gosh, just a dearth of draft guys on the University of Texas. It is, man, it's a lot. Ooh, Ed, we got some trash. I'm a USC fan, but I was born in Ohio. They're my second team. How are you a USC and Ohio State fan? Hey, I'm not trying to bandwagon here, but those are two teams I hate. I hate USC and I hate Ohio State, but that's okay. I love you, Ed, and because of that, I hate USC and Ohio State a little bit less now. He says, sorry, John, the Longhorns are done after this one. Yeah, that's why they play the games, baby. If it was easy, everybody would do it. Texas, the back-to-back seasons in the Final Four. Let's see if we can cross that threshold this year. Let's see here. NY Niners, Banks, Barron, Collins, Mukuba are all my number ones at their positions. Give me all four. NY Niners helping with the draft research on the 49ers Rush draft book. He knows his stuff. And I'm with you. Banks is my number one tackle over Will Campbell. Barron, I haven't done corners yet. We'll see about the LSU kid. Collins, you're higher on Collins than almost everybody. And you have been consistent on that one. The upside on Collins is it's really, really high. Yeah. Oof, man. I love it. Now, let's go to the other side, the enemies, Ohio State. You can see they got more names, but, Josh Simmons, who I haven't broken down his tape yet. Offensive tackle. He's not playing this game. He's the 13th on the big board. Probably more of a chance he's on the board when the Niners pick at 11 than Kelvin Banks. I think Kelvin Banks goes top 8. The wide receiver for Ohio State, Amika Egbuka, I'm sure I mispronounced that one. Wears jersey number 2. He's a top 14 guy. That's Shanahan's pick, probably. I think Shanahan likes Luther Burden Jr. out of Missouri, personally, wide receiver. But no wide receivers in the first round this year, please God. Defensive tackle, Tyleek Williams, number 27 on the big board, wears number 91. That is somebody that could play into a second-round pick if he falls. Jack Sawyer. You don't go edge early. Jack Sawyer is the perfect round two pick at the edge position, jersey number 33. JT Tuimoloa, other edge player, number 44, another option for second round edge. They've got their D-line's incredible. Incredible. Latham Ransom, safety for Ohio State, number 12. That's a third round target. Travion Henderson, running back for Ohio State, 32. I don't know if I could do with the number 32 Ohio State running back. Last one, Trey Sermon, didn't go so well. That was rough. Did he wear 32 at Ohio State? Maybe he wore 32 at OU before he transferred. He's got 32 somewhere. Anyway, Quinshon Judkins, the other running back, speed guy number one, kind of third, fourth round pick. Donovan Jackson, tackle slash guard. He'll be playing tackle for Josh Simmons. So Donovan Jackson is a guard tackle hybrid guy, fourth round pick. He wears jersey number 74. We'll see him out there. Will Howard, quarterback 16 for Ohio State. Denzel Burke, love Denzel Burke. Cornerback, Ohio State, I think he's like a round 4 or 5 guy, perfect height, weight, speed for what the Niners do. He wears jersey number 10. That's a great late-round pick prospect, number 10. Pay attention to him. Seth McLaughlin's not playing, their center candidate. He's out this game. Davison Igbinison, another corner, number 1, late-round guy. And Jordan Hancock, safety, number 7, late-round guy. That's Ohio State. If you want to know, I would bet the farm, I would bet everything I have that the Niners draft not only one, but two players from today's game, especially if you include the players that are out with injuries. I'm telling you right now, we're going to get at least two players from this game. They're just perfect fits, perfect scheme fits, offensively, defensively. They fit what we do, O-line, D-line, they fit. Anyway, Alpha Gator here, but sorry, John. OU, OSU going to pull out the show. We'll see. I know we're underdogs. That's all right. I don't care. I will say this. Quinn Ewers, I've not been – I love what he's done for the University of Texas, but it's just hard to – he's never showed up in clutch until recently. I shouldn't say never. It was incredible what he did against the team we just beat. It was awesome. And so, yeah, man, that last game against Arizona State was unreal. So we got hope, man. If Quinn plays like he played, Texas is not underdogs to anybody. It's just what it is. So anyway, take that. Aren't they just playing to see who loses to Notre Dame? Notre Dame's actually going to be the underdog no matter what next week. The betting polls that come out, I think Texas be favored by 3 and Ohio State would be favored by like 5 or 6. So as far as the polls go, we'll see. Any team can win it that's still in it. Texas can win it. They're so good in the trenches, offense, defense, they can win it. All three of these teams are stacked. They really, really are. It's been an awesome college football playoff for the first one. I ain't even mad about it. I think it's been great. I really, really do. Papa J, we need to draft more injured players. Like we need more MLs. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not an Isaiah Bond guy. I'm not. Just not me. I'm out on him. Now, you talk about Matthew Golden, that wide receiver. He wasn't on that list. Matthew Golden, I want. He's got 49ers written all over him. I think Matthew Golden's going to go to the Rams. He's that Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, Jordan Whittington. Like, he's that mold, just tough, old school, tough as hell kind of guy. Not necessarily as tough as Juwan Jennings. Nobody is, but that, thick, just clutch, does what's right. He's not going to shock you with speed and, separation and whatever. He's just old lunch pail wide receiver, Matthew Golden. You'll see him. He's the number one wide receiver for Texas. Wears jersey number 2. Yeah, it's been fun. I've enjoyed this. And then comp pick. Oh, I forgot. Got one more. Lynch and his presser said that he expects the Niners to get 9 to 10 draft picks. Now, draft picks are hard to figure out. This is from Over the Cap. And so he's saying he thinks they might only get 2 player comp picks instead of 3. Over the Cap has us getting a 4th for Chase Young, a 7th for Cleveland Farrell, and a 7th for Ray McLeod. John Lynch said 9 to 10. They think they're going to get 10. So we'll see how that goes, because the comp pick formula is so elusive. It's three different things. It's average per year contract. It's playing time, how many snaps you played, and then postseason awards. And so Sam Darnold making the Pro Bowl might win comeback player of the year. Probably not. They put out qualifiers that they don't want it just to go to a player that sucked, Geno Smith, and then got decent. Sam Darnold will fall under that category. They want it to go to somebody that overcame something, injury off the field, whatever. So we'll see. We'll see what that is. But I think that's interesting. So worst case, John Lynch said, you know, we'll have 9 draft picks, best case 11. We'll kind of see how that goes. We'll see what that looks like. But, man, this was a fun show. I really enjoyed it. Anytime I talk Hall of Fame or nostalgia, the numbers are always down. It's not clickbait worthy or whatever else. And even I'm looking at the numbers on the show, it's already done like way worse than whatever show. But sometimes I do a show for me. And I hope that some of you, it's such a wide audience, you know, whenever you're talking to thousands of people, sub like this, whatever. I go old school nostalgia, which is my favorite. It's weird. It does the worst. It does the worst always. But that's okay. This one was for me, and I hope that some of you enjoyed it as well, because, man, I talking Hall of Fame and nostalgia is probably my favorite thing. But I'm gonna pay the bills. Anyway, enjoy some college football, enjoy some playoffs. Niners can't hurt you anymore. You are impervious to pain. Gosh, still hurts a little bit not being out there, but that's okay. All we get to do is just, it's haters ball time in the NFL. It's just hate. You get to root against all these teams. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Y'all are the best. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.